MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The organization Undoing Tax Abuse is claiming that South Africa can find around 500 billion rand in the budget without increasing value-added tax. But how's it going to do that? And what inefficiencies and wasteful expenditure can realistically be cut? And I guess, why hasn't this been done already? The Chief Executive Officer of OUTA is Wayne Duvenage, who joins me now. 500 billion rand, Wayne, that is a lot of money in potential savings. Where exactly is that money being lost or misallocated?
Yeah, hi, thanks, Jeremy. Well, first of all, it's a combination of what is lost and, as you say, not necessarily through maladministration, corruption, just not getting to where they could gain additional revenues. And our lead is taken largely in the big portion of that, about 330 billion. That's if you have a conservative view on it, comes from Edward Kiesvetter's points that he raised before the budget speech, to say that if SARS was strengthened and given greater capacity, they would be able to address a lot of where funds are lost through under-invoicing, customs fraud, tax evasion, especially specifically through high net worth individuals and corporations, illicit financial flows. The list is quite long. Remember, before Tom Moyane came along, there was a lot of that work being done by SARS, which was decimated through this rogue unit accusations. And they really haven't built that capacity. So now you find today, just in alcohol and illicit trade in cigarettes, about 30 billion rand lost. So according to the Commission of SARS, they've done their modeling. He puts it at between around about 450 billion. And we're saying, well, if you just got 70% of that, not even all of it, and you start as soon as possible, there's a lot of money that is just left on the table and we're not even getting to it. That was the main area. But we went through 11 other areas or 10 other areas, Jeremy, where our work has just shown how we are not how we are allowing corruption to take place in the various CETAs, the higher education space. There's also a lot of money that is sitting in accumulated surpluses. Just in the CETAs alone, 55.5 billion rand. Now, you're looking for 60 billion rand as the minister. Well, there's surpluses that these entities are not supposed to be keeping behind. They should just be released back to Treasury and you start to take care of the constraints that they have right now. That's just one area. So as I said, there's 11 of them. There's the dealing with areas such as broadening the tax base. Taxi industry alone is not taxed. I know it created a bit of a controversy when you say that. But, you know, Uber is taxed. Formal bus services and companies are taxed. Why is the taxi industry untaxed? And that's a question that's been answered in Parliament. It isn't taxed, and there's potentially another 9 billion rand there per annum. So
when you talk about strengthening SARS, improving its capacity, you talk about ferreting out corruption, all well and good, but this is also long term. You'll concede that raising value added tax by 2 percentage points is a much simpler way of doing it, although it might be unpopular.
It's too simple, Jeremy, and that's the problem. In the past, when we went from 14 to 15 billion, it was said this was a temporary situation while we get on top of all the other issues, and it never is temporary, and it becomes a long-term thing. So what government goes to is this knee-jerk reaction of taking the line of least resistance. This is quick and easy. What they should be doing. So if it is, for instance, it needs to be temporary, but we're saying, actually, look at all these other opportunities. For instance, the fuel levy, the minister hasn't raised the fuel levy for 3 years, so we commend him on that. But if you're in a tight spot, well, a 50 cents increase in the fuel levy temporarily will give you another 11 billion rand a year. So there's a couple of areas where I think he's not looking at, but going to VAT is the last resort, the worst resort. It impacts on everyone. It's regressive, and we shouldn't be going there while we have all this waste and all this uncollected revenue. And we don't believe that government and Treasury and the Minister of Finance is actually taking all these other opportunities seriously enough.
The problem might be that Treasury is too politically constrained from acting on the recommendations that you have made.
They are. They certainly are. But that's where they've got to change their mindset. You know, Treasury has a lot of power. They keep bailing out municipalities who aren't paying their Eskom debt, which we have to now settle as the public. And what we're saying is there's accountability. There are powers and enforcement mechanisms that Treasury have, which they're not using effectively enough. And they've got to get their house in order. They've got to start applying pressure where they can apply pressure. We don't believe they do that. And as you say, there's a political lack of willingness in that space. And we believe they've got to start manning up. They've got to start doing their work. Otherwise, they can't keep running to the public to increase taxes. It's just, we're at the ceiling now. The Laffer curve shows they can't go to company tax, to PAYE, because it doesn't necessarily bring additional revenue. And VAT is the worst place to go. It's too regressive.
So if government then took some of the suggestions that you've put on the table, again with the point that I've just made about the importance of timeline, how soon could savings be realized, do you think?
Well, we believe just going after following the money in the SARS space, putting the teams together, and they don't have to wait too long. They've got expertise. They might have to put a couple of additional forensics specialists in. They could start going after the illicit financial flows quite quickly. They could increase sin taxes tomorrow by 10% and for another 3 billion rand. They could release those funds in the CETAs, 55 billion rand tomorrow. All of that money, that entire shortfall of 60 billion rand, could be done very, very quickly, plus adding a 50 cents onto the fuel levy. These are not difficult avenues to follow, and then deal with all these other issues, but deal with them meaningfully. Stop having the siloed impacts where you have the Financial Intelligence Center working. I'm not saying they don't work together, but they're too siloed with SIU, with SARS, with the Assets Forfeiture Unit. They should be working a lot closer together with the sharing systems and information, and I believe we can get on top of the illicit money flows quite quickly. But it takes a concerted effort, takes project management, it takes political will, and if we just get that right, I think we'll be able to save this country a lot of money.
Having said that, what do you think the best is we can hope for in Wednesday's budget 2.0?
I think you're probably going to see 0.5% in VAT. Hopefully it's also temporary, because that's going to give them, what, about 10 to 15 billion, maybe a fuel levy increase and some sin taxes, and some other initiatives which hopefully will be able to get them across the line for that 50 to 60 billion rand that they're needing. But they're not going to be able to quell the pressures on them for another year unless they start in earnest on these other matters.
Wayne Duvenhage is the Chief Executive Officer of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. Thank you.